Welcome to the Camberwell Black History Walk. Una Marson lived from 1905 to 1965. She was a poet, feminist, and first black woman programme maker at the BBC from 1940 to 1945. Una was born in Jamaica, where she founded her own magazine, The Cosmopolitan, aimed at a young, middle-class Jamaican audience. Her articles encouraged women to join the workforce and to become politically active. The magazine also featured Jamaican poetry and literature. In 1930, Marson published her first collection of poems entitled Tropic Reveries that dealt with love and nature with elements of feminism. It won the Musgrave Medal from the Institute of Jamaica. She first arrived in London in 1932 and stayed at the home of Dr. Harold Moody. From 1932 to 1939, she moved back and forth between London and Jamaica. She wrote for newspapers advocating feminism and highlighting race issues in England. In 1941, she was hired by the BBC to work as the producer of the radio series Calling the West Indies. This was broadcast to the Caribbean on the BBC's Empire Service. One of her roles was to invite West Indian servicemen and women into the studio to read messages to their families in the Caribbean. She also introduced a literary segment called Caribbean Voices, which enabled many Caribbean authors to broadcast their poems and short stories. More than 200 authors appeared on the show, including many leading literary figures. Caribbean Voices has been described as the single most important literary catalyst for Caribbean creative writing. After the war, Una moved back to Jamaica, but Caribbean Voices continued until 1958, when the BBC replaced the Empire Service with the BBC World Service. Now consult your Camberwell Black History Walk guide to find the next stopping point where you can find out about Marianne Jean-Baptiste. You can download the walk guide by scanning the other QR code on this plaque.